We got him in there. Now the other two now. All right, I got a third one.
Oh,
now we got a fourth one.
Christ, man.
This was a fucking process.
All right, so to anybody listening, it took us about what? How much time would you say to start this?
It took us about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
10 minutes. That's pretty modest.
So whoever's Jesus listening, Christ.
Tell the developers, please work on this feature to let multiple people join in on the podcast.
Fuck.
Anyway.
This app is the equivalent of a boiled egg with four copper wires coming out of it.
Anyway. Who would be the first one to introduce themselves?
Why do you have your... Okay.
I guess it'll be me. My name's Angry. I'm 5'1". I'm 248 pounds, and I hate Jews.
Okay.
Hi, Angry.
Wow. Sounds like an AA club.
It is an AA club. I want everybody to be very supportive.
Lance, and you're
the alias that I'll be using on here is Burl. I wear flannels and fuck my pillow at night.
Burl, there's a reason that you can't go under that alias. You set your name as your...
Exactly, I know. That's what I was going to tell him, but I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to say it.
There's got to be a way to change that.
Why you said it as that?
I signed in with Google.
Oh, my God.
Fuck it, we'll do it live. We'll do it live. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Fuck it.
Chad Cordell is my father.
Why'd you say it?
Anyway.
She-Wall.
She-Wall?
I hate Asians.
Oh.
Hi, B-Wall.
Hello. I hate rice people. That's pretty much
Harry it. Truman made Rice Krispies way before Kellogg's.
Why?
And Matrix, you're the last one.
Hi, my name is Matrix. I hate faggots.
Oh, it's understandable.
Okay. I like that.
When people see this, are they going to see our screen names on here?
Yeah.
I think so. Oh, God.
I actually don't know.
What did he say?
You want to repeat that, Chad?
Well, put a stick in my ass and call me a taffy apple.
Oh, all right.
A taffy apple?
Yeah.
You know, like the taffy apples, bro.
Okay, anyway, back to the subject at hand. So the purpose of this podcast is to be as offensive as possible.
We help you relieve your pent-up aggression without you getting arrested.
Exactly. This podcast is not for the faint of heart. If you are sensitive to religious bashing,
this may not be the podcast for you.
This may not be the podcast for you. Anybody else want to list any things we'll probably be bashing on this?
I'm going to go ahead and throw this out because we all know what's happening. If you're Jewish, we're sorry.
Oh, God.
Any congenital or terminal illness?
Any cancers, bulimic diseases, or autoimmune diseases, beware.
Yeah. If you're a Scientologist.
Scientologist, fuck you. You're not allowed to listen to this podcast.
Brandon, that's assuming that people who follow Scientology understand how to be a human being.
My alias right out the window.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I don't
Jesus,
care.
Wow, I called it.
We're not uploading this one if it has my name on it.
What'd you say that your alias was?
Burl?
Burl?
Burl. Burl. I don't think it shows the names. I think you're good.
But your name... Okay.
Well, for all we know, we haven't said any last names. You know how many people are named Brandon, Hunter, Lanston, and Chad in the world?
Nope.
I said my own last name.
God damn it.
Yeah, my last...
You're fine.
I mean, my first
You're
name
fine.
Is not common.
We'll use You're this fine. As a trial run.
I mean, honestly, I could call Lance and Milo and still fuck myself over.
We're not
Speaking of, have you guys ever, like, tried to put your dick between your legs and touch your dickhead to your asshole?
I've actually done that once.
Yeah. I just wanted to see how it'd be like if I was a Ken doll, so I just pulled it back. I was like,
a Ken doll?
Wait. What is the connection between being a Ken doll and putting your dick in your ass?
They don't have dicks, Chad.
Exactly. They're just soft down there. That's skin.
Yeah, not even soft, bro. It's just a table.
The thing is, I have a pretty big ball sack and a pretty small dick, so when I try it...
Wait, oh god! The seminal fluids that come from you then, oh my god, you got some big storage.
So, like, the back...
Like, bro, what do you mean? P is stored in the balls.
B is...
My ball sack is saggy as hell, so I can, like, literally put my penis under my ball sack and it'll just hang there.
Oh, my bad.
I would like to say on this podcast that we're going to try to keep it as structured as possible, but...
Yeah, good luck with that.
If you like very topical podcasts, this probably isn't the podcast for you.
Unless we get on a topic that we all either hate or have mixed feelings about, they're going to change really fast.
If it's a topic like Rice Gum, that'll probably last about the whole episode. But if we're talking
about... Fuck Rice Gum. Rice Gum's a fucking chink.
Oh. Okay. If we're,
that ended quick.
Let's just skip past that. But if we're talking about dicks and stuff, expect the topics to switch.
Or Keemstar.
Or Keemstain.
Or anybody relevant.
Killer Keemstain. And also, we're
going to
be so if you could send us a lot of memes in the messages tab, that would be lovely.
Or nudes, you could do that too. Or if nudes. You want, yeah.
I only want male nudes.
I'm going to be on it.
Up to the people with the DMV.
If you offer to pay using pubic hair in a bag, in dime bags, I'll give you my address for payment.
Yeah, well, one of these days, I'm going to walk up to the people in line at the DMV, and I'm going to be like, if it takes you guys as long to come as it does to move this line, you're going to please a woman very much someday.
Have I actually ever told you guys a story about how I found pubic hair in the sink of my high school bathroom?
In your school bag?
Did you say flung or found?
Found.
I found.
Flung? Oh.
Found.
No, he thought that I said flung, so Chad, you would just be thinking that I'd just be tossing my pubic hair all over the place?
You can't toss pubic hair. I understand just, that. Like, fall down gently. Like,
the fact you mean.
What are you talking about?
You just sprinkle it. Seed on the world.
Either sprinkle it or put it in a water balloon.
Oh.
And the thing is, it wasn't like little hairs in the sink. It was a big tuff of hair.
Bro, that...
He was getting pussed. Yeah, he was getting
You know what? If I ever get sent to church camp, which... I pray to whoever that I don't. If I ever get sent to a church camp, if they do water balloon fights, I'm just gonna put my pubes in the waters.
I'm tossing them at the girls' titties.
I'm just gonna have sex with the pastor.
So have y'all ever given thought that holy water might just be the church, the priest's cum?
Bro, holy water is the Pope's cum. What do you mean?
Exactly.
Why is it? Isn't that right? I was
by a barista.
I like to think that baristas get more dick than I do.
How the fuck did we just go from cum to baristas? I thought we were going to finish.
How long did you say you wanted to class 15 or 50?
A priest and a barista are similar in the way that they prepare hot liquids that enter your body.
I agree. I would just like to point out that we just switched over from Pope cum to baristas. How the fuck are we going to make that into 50 minutes?
How are we going to do what?
How are we going to stretch that into 50 minutes?
You don't have to stretch one conversation. You just have to keep the conversations going, bro.
Yeah, so the thing is, if you guys want to talk to us on PS4, we all have PS4s. I'm going to be putting my PSN in the description of my profile if you guys want.
Your penis?
Oh, well, talking about that. Mr. Bagel, that's his PSN name. What is your alias again? Keep reminding me.
Burl.
Burl. Burl, if you go onto your profile, you are able to change your name. Okay.
Okay, so don't upload this one. I don't want my name out there.
No, you're fine, Jack. You're fine. I got this. I got this.
Burl just reminds me of burlap sack. I'm not going to lie.
That's kinky, you big sexy.
Burl reminds me of the guy that picked me off the side of the road and did horrible, horrible things to my dog in front of me.
Next topic, is underage sex wrong?
Depends how underage. How underage are we talking here?
We're talking like 50 and 8.
I mean, how old?
50 and 8.
I mean, you know, if you're like just cooking your mac and cheese and you happen to trip and slip into her ass, you know, it's...
I mean, life be like that sometimes.
You gotta remember, people are making the argument that gender is a question. Way how you feel.
Oh, B-Wall, your mic is very distant from your face right now.
How is it now?
That's better.
Much better.
Okay.
Exponentially.
So, people are trying to say that age isn't a number, it's how you feel. So what if a 50-year-old is having relations with an 8-year-old, but on the inside he feels like he's 10?
That's all right.
On the flip side, what if the 8-year-old feels 50?
Nah, there's something that all of y'all are... There's something that every single one of you in this party is missing. Even if he feels 10... bro, I didn't know what sex was until I was in middle school.
I put my pee-pee in a cushion once.
It's called high school edumacation.
Wait a second, if you were in middle school, wouldn't you be like 10 at least?
No?
Yeah, like leaving middle school at least.
I turned 12.
Leaving middle school? Yeah, leaving middle school, the fuck? I left at 14.
Well, whatever, same thing, I don't care. You would have known.
No, it's not.
You would have known about sex in middle school, though.
I mean, I knew about it like in sixth grade, but well, yeah. I'm talking, bro, 10's like elementary school, bro.
Somebody told me what was when I was in third grade.
That's not good.
Third grade?
They should be arrested.
I remember my third grade. I opened a book of sex, and I taught my whole class.
Bro, third grade, my teacher gave me an A because I sat and let him draw me naked.
Hmm? Did you suck him?
Mm-hmm.
I think that like somebody should become one of those teachers where you go to a foreign country and teach English and you're supposed to introduce them to American culture. So you make them come up and write on your body as a whiteboard.
Chad, your mic.
Yeah, it's going
Damn
away.
It. Bagel your mic.
McQueen is fading fast.
As the prophecy foretold, what the shit?
Lanson just left.
I think he just oofed. I think he can click on the link again, I'm pretty sure, since we're still recording.
All right.
Anyway, what I wanted to say is that when all of us started talking and came up with this idea for the podcast, we all play PS4 a lot, and we're all in the parties pretty much every night talking like this. So in my profile, I'm going to be putting the PSN, my PSN name. I don't know if these guys will be doing it, but feel free if you got a PlayStation 4, shoot me a message or anything. Send me a friend request or anything. Send me your best memes. I would love to see what you guys got.
Go ahead and put mine in there because I'm too lazy to make an account.
All right, I'll send be putting everything. Don't send
it. Oh, welcome back.
If you want to, or I could do it, what? The PSN names.
Every time I sneeze, a baby in Uganda dies.
You what?
I'm going to be putting the PSN names, our PSN names in there, just so people can shoot us messages, send us memes, send us friend requests or anything.
You want me?
Or we could even...
You want me to put that down?
I mean, I'm going to be putting mine down, and I'm going to be putting Hunter's.
We could even do live streams on PSN, since it'd be easy.
We could.
Yeah, true.
And I want people sending memes. I want to see big, fat fucking memes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, have y'all ever
any
ball sweat before?
What?
Ball sweat? Have y'all ever licked your ball sweat before?
No. Bro.
I enjoy smelling it, but no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I know you don't like talking about it.
Do I what now?
I know you don't like talking about it, but we're going to have to talk about it.
What are you talking about?
After a long day, and your tank is sweaty, and your crotch is sweaty, and your balls are stuck to the side of your thigh.
Oh, Christ.
Okay. And you slowly peel that thing out.
You know what? Either I have some lubricant balls, or I'm just not normal. I don't have to do that.
You probably got some dry ass balls.
I got some freaking Louis balls. What are you talking about?
The only thing that's better is when you like peel your penis back from the sack.
Yes. To all the people listening, if you know how satisfying it is to pull the plastic off of a fresh appliance, peeling your wee-wee off of your sweaty balls is easily 10 times better. But it's not better than the slime videos you'll find on Instagram, though.
Fucking liar.
Yeah. If you're a female, the easiest way to create this is go out in extremely humid weather with a summer sausage taped to your to your upper thigh. Leave it there all day, and then when you get home, take it off.
Oh, shit.
That shit's gonna cook.
Hmm.
I used to have a friend run up and down the street in his mom's bra.
That doesn't sound like a good friend.
She was like a 40.
Wait.
Oh, it's a she.
Wait, what?
No. Mom was like a 40.
Oh, hey, yo.
I'm for sure. Or I would have.
Okay, so my Tinder's currently blowing up, and I really want to message these people. If I close the app, does that mean it closes me from it?
Probably.
Shit.
I'm too scared to find out, actually.
I actually want to squeeze one more. All right.
You guys, both of you guys are distant from your mics.
Me? Yeah.
Both Chad and Brandon.
I think it's just the signal because I got my earpiece right next to my mouth.
Oh, I'm just chilling on 4G. I didn't even put it in the Wi-Fi.
I have mine on the Wi-Fi. Maybe if I were to put it on 4G, it'd be better. Anyway.
So anyway, ladies. All right, see y'all sucking dick, right? Your man.
All right.
Dead ass. Reaches down and starts rubbing your clit with it.
With a what?
Yeah.
Your mic cut out like 90% of the time.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
This headset was probably made by Jews.
Hold on, can I keep a tally of how many times the word Jew, kike, or spick is used during this chat?
Jew counter.
Yeah, hold on, I'll start a Jew counter. I have a notebook. Not only do I have a notebook, I also have Pilot G2 pens, which are the best pens money can buy.
We're doing this.
Yeah, we're doing this.
Oh, shit.
So, I think for the last segment, we should just be talking about how our plans for this podcast going to the future. Now, this, since it was our first podcast, we're just trying to get our feet in the water and just trying to feel things out, so it wasn't really too structured this time. But for the next podcast, we hope to have more topics to talk about, whether that be...
Jew counter is currently on one.
Whether that be talking about religion or...
Sexuality.
Sexuality, trends on the internet. I don't think we should probably touch politics yet.
No, I'll touch politics. I don't care.
Okay, I guess we're touching politics.
And... I'll touch Donald J. Trump right up the ass any day. Not a sponsor. Yeah.
Make a website. If I highly recommend, if you want to make a website, you make sure you go over to squarespace.com. Make sure
you Jesus Christ! B-wall.
It's only with one L, B-W-A-L. You'll get 20% off your first purchase.
Oh my fucking god!
Not a sponsor.
I was able to use my top one of
my. They're not hearing your sponsorship.
What do you mean we're not sponsored? We are not sponsored by Squarespace.
We are sponsored by Squarespace.
I wish.
My child pornography ring. website is actually run off of Squarespace.
The only audible thing was child pornography website. Jesus Christ.
NASA is running a child sex colony on Mars, and there's nothing you can do to convince me otherwise.
Okay.
Interdimensional child computers.
Give me one piece of evidence.
I'm feeling for cock.
No. Understandable.
Alright. I mean, you can't even hate on that.
No. No. Okay, so I have a topic.
We're gonna probably have to save it for next podcast, though. But
it's a good topic, Brandon. I think you want to talk about it now.
Oh boy. All right.
Okay. So current memes have been going the way of the dodo for a long time now. We've all known about this. Mm-hmm. Howard.
Jesus.
Howard the space alien, my boy.
What is there to like about Howard?
What is there to hate about Howard?
Everything.
I mean, some people don't like the Lil Uzi Vert song. Some people don't like the way he looks.
Okay. So whoever doesn't know who Howard is, think of the Dami to Pasita meme, but actually.
You know what? Just do one you better. Look up Howard Dancing Alien.
That's Howard the Alien.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Brandon, you don't have to act it out. That was more than unnecessary.
I know you can't hear it, but I was doing it with you can't see it, but I was doing it with my hands.
Of course you are. You know what I'm doing with my hands right now?
What?
Feeling my monster.